bringing you everything you need to know about the NFL Draft. This is NFL DraftCast. Here's your host, Jack Andre.
Hello everyone and welcome into the first installment of NFL DraftCast. I am Jack Andre. I'll be breaking down division by division each team in the NFL as far as their draft needs, what they're looking to do come April 25th, starting with the first round of the NFL Draft, and I'll be bringing you up-to-the-date coverage the entire month of April, pretty much all the way up until the NFL Draft, which I'll also be bringing to you guys. But the first division that we're going to be talking about is the NFC South. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are coming off of a fourth-place finish in the division, but they were easily the best fourth-place team in the NFL last year. They were 7-9, and they had the 13th selection in this draft. An interesting thing about this division is that they have the 13th, 14th, and 15th picks. But the Bucs are up first at number 13. Their biggest need is the cornerback position. They traded Aqib Talib to the New England Patriots in the middle of last season, as many people probably remember, and they needed somebody across from him to begin with. So two corners are needed right now in Tampa Bay. They could also look to address the defensive line. At defensive end, they lost Michael Bennett, their top pass rusher in free agency. He's now in Seattle. They could also use a big defensive tackle next to Gerald McCoy. So plenty of needs on defense for Tampa Bay. They filled one need before the draft in free agency when they got Deshaun Goldson, the free safety from the San Francisco 49ers. He signed a five-year deal with Tampa Bay. And the hot rumor right now is that Darrelle Revis is going to eventually wind up in Tampa Bay. The 13th pick in the draft is reportedly on the table in that trade, but no deal as of yet, so as of now, I'm going to assume that they will be keeping the pick and not trading for Revis. Another rumor surrounding the team is that they might trade up for Ezekiel Ansah, the pass rusher from BYU, who seems to fit their 4-3 defense and could replace the production that they lost from Michael Bennett. And Mel Kiper Jr. has also indicated that Tavon Austin could be on his way to Tampa Bay. He's the speedy slot receiver from West Virginia. And tight end has also been rumored to be a big selling point in the front office for Tampa Bay. But I don't think that there's anyone worthy of taking at 13. So right now I'd say your top three options, if you're a Bucs fan, you could go for the cornerback route. Xavier Rhodes of Florida State looks to be the second corner in the draft besides D. Milliner. Bjorn Werner, as a defensive end, I think is being very undervalued by NFL teams and draft nicks alike. I think he's one of the top 5 to 10 players in the draft, but doesn't have that versatility of some other pass rushers to stand up in a 3-4, so he's going to go somewhere in the teens most likely. He'd be a great pick for them. And star Lotu Lele, who is, in my opinion, one of the premier players in the draft, but that heart issue that flared up at the NFL Combine that rendered him unable to compete, he's been medically cleared, but I haven't really seen that resurgence in his draft stock that you'd like to see. He was pretty much regarded as a surefire top 5 pick before the combine, and I don't know if he's going to live down that heart injury, but I can't see him sliding past 13. He and Gerald McCoy would be a scary combination in the middle of that defense. Looking ahead, number 14, we have the Carolina Panthers, 14th pick in the draft, right after their division rivals, and a lot of similar needs. Defensive tackle is a huge need in Carolina. Steve Smith is on record, their star wide receiver, as saying that he would like them to pick a defensive tackle in the first round. The guy who he mentioned was Sheldon Richardson from Missouri, who certainly would make a lot of sense there. Great pass rushing defensive tackle. He's very quick and explosive. They could also look to get a corner. Chris Gamble retired, so there's a huge hole in their secondary. And you could see a situation emerge where Tampa Bay is on the clock choosing between Xavier Rhodes and a defensive tackle, and Carolina is just going to take whoever's left. And wide receiver is also in play, as we try and say every year that they should get somebody to help and then eventually replace Steve Smith. Tavon Austin's been name-dropped by a couple people, and they've also done some extensive workouts and had a few meetings with DeAndre Hopkins from Clemson, who most people don't think would be in play at 14, but I actually have him at number 12 on my board. I think he's a Roddy White clone almost, 6'1", 215 pounds, ran in the high 4.5s, but very big, very good in traffic, productive receiver. He had 18 touchdowns last year. I think he could be a really good pick for them if they pulled the trigger on him. Right now, your top three options probably for Carolina. Number one, I'd say Sheldon Richardson. They seem to have been smitten with him as a defensive tackle from pretty much day one in the draft process. Xavier Rhodes, if he's passed on by Tampa Bay as the second corner, certainly in play. And DeAndre Hopkins still remains as a sleeper pick at number 14. 15th pick in the draft, you have the New Orleans Saints coming off a 7-9 season without their head coach Sean Payton. They've made some noise in free agency. They signed Keenan Lewis, a corner from Pittsburgh, and he looks to shore up that need. But another need opened up in free agency as Jerome Bushrod was signed away for huge money by the Chicago Bears. So Drew Brees' left tackle is now elsewhere. There have been conflicting reports on whether the Saints are going to go after a left tackle early on in the draft because they value guards and centers more than tackles in their offensive scheme. Drew Brees relies more on stepping up into a sturdy pocket on the interior than he does as far as rolling out or having good protection on the edges. But then there are also those reports that say that they are trying to find the resources to move up to get one of the three big left tackles, Luke Jokel, Lane Johnson, and Eric Fisher. They're also switching to a 3-4 defense this year under Rob Ryan as a new defensive coordinator. And, of course, everybody knows in a 3-4, big position to fill is that rush linebacker, right outside linebacker in that 3-4. DeMarcus Ware is kind of the prototype for that position. And so right now your top three options as a Saints fan, you're probably looking at Barkevius Mingo, local product from LSU. Would make sense as a 3-4 outside linebacker. I'm not that high on him, but his upside is undeniable. He has a big ceiling. Jarvis Jones from Georgia, he's really fallen down the draft board. He at one time was considered a top 5 pick. He's had some work ethic issues come up. Spinal issue that caused him to transfer from USC is never out of the question. And then he just hasn't worked out very well. He might actually fall past 50. He might fall into the mid to late 20s, but I think he'd be a great pick at 15 for the Saints when they need that dynamic pass rusher. And Manelik Watson, who is an offensive tackle from Florida State, he's flying up some boards. He's generally regarded as a late 20s, mid to late 20s pick, kind of like Jarvis Jones. But we see teams reach for need every year, and if the Saints determine that they need to get an offensive tackle to try and replace Bushrod, Watson's probably going to be the top left tackle prospect on the board at that point. Moving way down, after the three picks in a row, the NFC South will be waiting until 30 to make the fourth pick. That's the Atlanta Falcons, who have signed some big-time veteran players in free agency. O.C. Uiagalelei coming over from the New York Giants certainly gives them a pass-rushing presence that they need. They could still look to add another defensive end to complement and eventually replace O.C. Steven Jackson at the running back position was a huge signing for them, as well as getting Tony Gonzalez to come back as a tight end. So they've got some veterans who are coming on. This team's making a Super Bowl push. They feel like their window is open right now, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to push to win as soon as possible. Two other needs other than pass rusher, right tackle. They just released Tyson Kleba, who was a pretty productive player for them, but for cap reasons, they couldn't keep him. And cornerback is a need. Brent Grimes moved on to Miami, and Dante Robinson has signed in Kansas City after being released, which leaves Asante Samuel as really the only proven cover guy on the roster at all. So right now, you're an Atlanta Falcon fan. Your top three options, I'm thinking Jonathan Banks, the cornerback from Mississippi State. His stock's falling a little bit, but he's big, he's lanky, and he's physical. I think he'd really benefit from getting to go up against a guy like Roddy White and practice all day. Alex Okafor, pass rusher from Texas, could be that 4-3 defensive end opposite of Uiagalelei. He's a guy who I'm pretty high on. He's a late first or early second round pick. And if somehow he falls past where he's being mocked right now, I'm sure they would love to get Manelik Watson, plug him in at right tackle, because they certainly need to replace Kleba and make sure that Matt Ryan stays intact. That just about does it for today. The NFC South DraftCast is complete. Join me next time. We'll be doing the AFC East. It will be the next division covered. And stay tuned to Jack's Sports Blog, or Jack Andrade Sports, at jackandroidsports.blogger.com, and also follow me on Twitter for up-to-the-minute analysis, draft coverage, anything like that, at RealJackAndroid, RealJackAndrade. Till next time, I'm Jack Andrade. Thanks for listening to DraftCast.
Thanks for listening to NFL DraftCast. For complete coverage of the 2013 NFL Draft, be sure to stay tuned to Jack Andrade Sports.